Howdy do, buggeroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 30th of October. If some of that doesn't make any sense to you, it's okay. It doesn't make any sense to me either. Maybe this will help. It is Mandalorian Day. We finally get the first episode of the second season of The Mandalorian. At least one of the people on this show is excited about that, and it may have occurred to you that person is probably me. You would be correct. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have with me Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. I'm going to start watching The Mandalorian, but I'm worried that it's a problem that I haven't seen all the movies.
It's not a problem that you haven't seen all the movies.
Well, I mean, it is, but it's a different problem.
It's right. Yeah, it will not prevent you from understanding or enjoying The Mandalorian.
But it's a problem it's why in our we friendship.
It's part of why you and I are not better friends. Yes. Sure. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly. Good to be here. Nice to spend time with your drive into work. Commuting used to be a thing.
Remember commutes. Brian, actually, I want to start with you. And you, as is tradition, wrote up the press release yesterday that came out in advance of Apple's earnings call.
I did. Yeah. Apple announced earnings yesterday. It was a record September quarter, which is fascinating.
Yes.
From the standpoint of Apple not shipping new iPhones during the quarter for the first time in like forever.
Yeah.
So Apple.
For the first time in iPhones, right? Oh, no. Second time in iPhones, because the first one came out in June.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think the rest of them were September
in my brain, but we've had a lot of iPhone years. Regardless, Apple turned in revenues of $64.7 billion. They had earnings per share of 73 cents. Wall Street was expecting $63.7 billion in revenues and EPS of 70 cents. So Apple beat both of Wall Street's expectations. Mm-hmm. And so the stock quickly took a tumble. And the stock, I will get to that actually. So Mac sales were way up. Services were way up. iPad sales were way up. Apple did $9 billion. I remember Wes George, love him dearly, used to write about Apple stock for the Mac Observer back when Apple was a one product company and the company was largely beleaguered. And I remember towards the end of his writing career with us, he was very distraught about Apple's sustainability because Apple was selling less than $1 billion a quarter, like, in all of the things that they sold, which would be software and Macs. And Apple just turned in $9 billion just in Mac sales in the September quarter.
Just in Mac. That's the part I'm...
$65 billion in revenues and $9 billion of that was Macs. But that was up year over year from $6.99 billion in the year ago quarter. And then iPad sales were up to $6.8 billion, up from $4.66 billion in the year ago quarter. So that was fantastic. Services was also fantastic. The reason why the stock appears to have taken a dump today. So, like, the stock was up pre-announcement yesterday, and then it was down in after-hours market right now. I'm actually checking.
Just while Brian's doing that, I don't quite understand the surprise that a lot of people bought Macs at a point where they probably need to set up a home office.
Well, that is what's driving it. It's a lot of home.
Yeah, so exactly, that is clearly what's driving it. So 29% increase year on year.
Double digit growth, you know, in the middle of the pandemic is, you know, pretty astounding, and that's what they did.
It is astounding, but the point is, it's driven, but it's not in spite of the pandemic. It's because of the pandemic, surely.
Correct. It's the specifics of the growth. It's not just that Apple growth grew.
Yeah, it increased by about just under a third, didn't it, year over year?
Yeah.
It's not to be sniffed at, and I'm absolutely not sniffing at it. But if there was going to be a thing that a lot of people bought when they have to set up a home office, it doesn't surprise me that much that it's Macs. And the quarter it came from is possibly the quarter where people were like, okay, we're in this for the long haul. I need a proper computer, home computer. I need a proper home office.
Well, Apple also announced a bunch of new Macs.
Correct. Again, that just, I'm slightly surprised we didn't, I'm more surprised at the surprise, if you see what I mean. But it's not that it is clearly a hugely significant number. It's, and very impressive, because people setting up a home office may have punted for a cheaper choice, a different choice. So, yeah, I mean.
So Apple's stock today is down 5.32%, down over a little over $6 as of this speaking. And the same is true with a lot of other stocks. And the issue with Apple in particular is that, and this is where I'm going to adopt Charlotte's surprise, because analysts are, and investors actually more so than analysts, were surprised at Apple's iPhone results. And that seems really weird to me. Like, Apple didn't ship a new iPhone when it normally ships a new iPhone, and told everybody the iPhone's coming. It's going to come in October. We're going to announce this thing in October. So, I mean, like that surprise should have been baked into the stock, and apparently it wasn't. But then I'll add on a healthy dose of, you know, pandemic spiking in the U.S. and concerns over that. I mean, like, one of the analysts I read was talking about how he was surprised that Apple didn't announce guidance, because they didn't announce guidance in the last two quarters, but you know, the country is like reopening now, and it's like, yeah, the country is reopening now, and COVID-19 cases are through the roof. So like, how long do you think that's going to last?
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. There appears to be some mixed expectations there, because Apple did not provide strong guidance, but Apple sort of had offered backdoor guidance, where it essentially said, expect iPhone growth year over year, expect continued Mac growth year over year, expect continued iPad growth year over year, but we're not going to really give any specifics. So the December quarter should be a good one.
Last quarter, I think, given the numbers we've seen already coming out of both China and Western markets, I think that iPhone 12 and 12 Pro sales are going to be hugely, hugely impressive.
Well, remember that, as Gene Munster put it, the iPhone 12 Pro Max and Mini will only be available for 35% of the quarter. And the Pro and the regular iPhone 12 are only available for 65% of the quarter.
Yeah, and despite that, which is completely correct, I think we're going to see some hugely, hugely impressive numbers from the bits that are coming out, or from the kind of early uptake of the new devices. And we will see if the Mini and Pro Max are equally popular in their early days. I suspect in particular the Mini is going to prove very popular.
I think so.
So my final assessment on Apple stock performing so poorly after what I think was a ridiculously good quarter full of massive amounts of good news is that it is ostensibly about unsure iPhone results, especially when investors were expecting a super cycle related to 5G. But that unsurety, if you will pardon that lack of that non-word, is probably mixed in with a heavy dose of anxiety about the U.S. election, and as well as anxiety and confusion and unsureness about pandemic-related issues. So it may or may not. Oh, and I own a very tiny share of Apple.
Yes, full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
I went and looked real quick, Brian, while you were taking us through this quarter's numbers, and it looks like, if my math is correct, that last quarter, net sales by category for Macs were a smidge over $7 billion. So
Max were last year was 6.99 billion.
No, no, last quarter, not last year.
Yeah, yeah. Comparing quarter over quarter is never a good idea with Apple.
Oh no, no, but because last quarter was much the same situation. It was the middle of a pandemic. Everybody's, you know, everybody's kind of stuck home, that sort of thing. I was just wondering how this compared to last time. That was all I was looking for. And, yeah, and just that as is far
generally
as
speaking, not a good comparison.
Right. I just, even, but I was
even
wondering,
in the middle of a pandemic.
I was just wondering because last quarter was a very similar situation. Comparing quarter one and quarter two this year, those are very different sets of circumstances. So it was, I was just wondering what it had been last time because I don't remember being quite as surprised by the numbers last quarter as this quarter. So that's why I was just wanted to go back and look. I know year over year is usually a much better yardstick. And I was just wondering because this number seemed so surprising. For Mac sales. That's why I was wondering about it. One of the other things that we got announced yesterday on earnings day, but not as part of the call, was something Charlotte's written up for us about Apple One bundles.
Ready, Apple One. It's here. It's on your phone and iPad right now. If you go into settings, tap on your name and look in the subscription settings, you can get Apple One. Andrew, our dear colleague, seemed to be getting offered a free month. I was not valid for a free month, and I think that's because I have existing subscriptions. But all that kind of stuff will, I'm sure, be worked out in the wash. But they're there. The three tiers is previously announced. We knew it was coming today. Luca Maestri, the CFO of Apple, in a Bloomberg interview he did prior to the earnings call, said it was coming today, and here it is. But it will obviously be interesting in the next quarter. We start to see how many of those people have taken that up, how much money that's starting to generate for Apple. But yeah, it's here. And there's the three tiers I said that we were expecting. Mm-hmm. It seems a pain, dangerously easy sign-up process, which is pretty classic Apple.
Oh, it is. I just looked at it right here. And yeah, it's also offering me 1 month free, then $14.95 a month. Yeah, and it does say your existing subscriptions are not eligible for trial. So both of them said.
Oh, that's what it's saying for me. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's just, yeah, fine. So I get the whole bundle free for the month, but not, it's not really counting the existing ones.
Yeah,
fine.
It's not, as of this moment, it's not helping me any to go ahead and sign up is kind of the impression I'm getting. The one that's selected for reasons unbeknownst to me is the family plan.
That's interesting. So when I look into it, it's the premier plan. Now, I assume it's judging that on the services you already use and so on.
Yeah, because I don't have News Plus, so that's probably why you're getting the premier, because you do.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And so. I haven't, yeah. So Fitness Plus is what's included in the premier tier.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, if we want a quick, we can do a quick recap of the tiers if people want. As you said, you had the premier tier. That's iCloud. Mm-hmm. That's what, 20. So we have iCloud, Arcade, TV Plus, in that, and along with.
Let's see, I'm looking here.
Yeah.
So the
music,
the,
of course.
Yeah, it's the individual plan is music, TV, arcade, and iCloud.
But it's not that much iCloud.
200 gig, I think.
Yeah. No, it's 50 gig in individual and 200 in family.
It's 50 there. Okay. That must be why it's selecting family, because I pay for the 200.
Correct. And then you get all, so, and that, if you do the family tier that Kelly suggested, you can say that with five people, I believe.
I think that, yeah.
And so, and that's $19.95. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go become a premier player, that's $29.95. And you get music, TV, arcade, 2 terabytes of iCloud, News Plus, and Fitness Plus,
and Fitness
which
Plus,
is coming, according to Luca Maestri, by the end of the year. So I'm excited about this. I've discussed why I'm excited about this, but I'm also less excited about this than I was when it first came out. Do you want to know why, Kelly?
I'm desperate to know why, Charlotte.
Here's why, Kelly. So when I got the new 12 Pro, I got 3 months of Arcade free. Mm-hmm. Cool. that will bring me up kind of in line with when my first year of TV Plus ends, which is February 2021. Mm-hmm. Cool. So that's fine. I could hold out, you know, Fitness Plus isn't here yet. I can hold out. I'm not anywhere near to 2 terabytes of iCloud storage yet. It's sure. Fine. So I could wait till February to sign up for Apple One. That's cool. But then I think you can get I could get another full year of TV Plus free with the 12 Pro.
Oh, ho.
That was the impression I was given in the Apple store anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me wonder if that's... So Apple Arcade I have never paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did start paying for it and then cancelled it. I did do a couple yeah. of months, realised I wasn't getting enough value for money. Very good games on there, but not enough value for money, yeah. and cancelled it. And I've, like everyone else, I've never paid for TV Plus yet. I pay for music, I pay for News Plus, and mm-hmm. I'm interested in Fitness Plus.
Yeah.
So I'm at a slight dilemma. I'm going to have to crunch them. I might send it to John and get John to crunch the numbers for me.
John is excellent at crunching numbers.
You know, I might get John to make me a little spreadsheet and see at what point I'm actually saving money. Because the point of the bundle is you can say, I mean, if you were not paying for anything
mm-hmm.
and you then pay for the premier tier,
yeah,
you're saving, or if you were paying for everything and then get the premier tier, you're saving the best part of $25 or £25 a month, I believe.
Yeah, it came out to be about half, I think, Brian. Didn't we kind of back of the envelope that at one point?
Yeah, so it's a chunky saving if you want all the features. And it's still a good saving if you're like, I want everything and I'm happy to have Arcade for free.
Yeah. Because that's what we figured out it came down to was one of the $5 things was the free one, whether it was TV or Arcade.
It was a freebie.
Yeah, it's not music and it's not news.
So, but if I'm not paying for if I still don't have to pay for TV,
mm-hmm.
the question is there any value in the premier tier?
Then it's less exciting for you, yeah.
We shall see. It depends, I guess, how good Fitness Plus is.
Yes.
That will be the tipping point. And so we'll see. But yeah, it's available. It's very easy to sign up. As I say, it's in your settings.
It's spectacularly easy. Yes.
I found out, and I've done in the piece online, how to do it on iPhone and iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see an option yet on the Mac. So
I would
the places where...
Hazard a guess that you just go through the App Store.
So the places where you normally manage your subscriptions,
mm-hmm.
I have not yet seen it available. That doesn't mean it won't be. That doesn't mean you won't be able to just buy it on apple.com somewhere.
Sure.
I have not seen it yet, but I suspect there will be a way of doing it.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I
cause,
like you, I'm interested, but like I have the one subscription I'm paying for right now is Apple Music. I pay for a bit of iCloud storage. I pay for the 200. I think I pay for the 200 gigabytes. So I'm not paying for a truckload of iCloud drive, and I'm not paying for news. I'm not paying for Arcade, and I'm not paying for TV at this point. So I'm very, very curious about Fitness One, and I think if I recall, and Charlotte, you may need to check me on this, that it was. They were saying it was like $79.99 a year.
You can
I think,
get,
at
yes,
least for the first
get it
year.
For a year. Okay. That's correct.
Because I feel like paying for that and then paying for my Apple Music subscription.
You can pay for Fitness Plus monthly as well.
Right, but if I do like each of those up front, I feel like I'm probably coming out ahead over any of the bundles at this point.
It's possible, so. And I think.
We'll have to get John to go.
Yeah, I think
put this on a
subreddit. We will spend a bit of time crunching all the numbers because there will be a point where it's worth it for you. And also, the other thing we do have to take into account is actually what value you put on the convenience of just having one payment.
Oh yes,
that's
absolutely.
Not to be underestimated.
Not even
that
a
has
little.
Some value.
Yeah.
And so for some, that may be the tipping point for some people that is like, oh, it's $1 or $2 different or $5 different.
Uh-huh.
And actually it's worth it for me because
and if
I don't
set
have
it
to
and forget
organize
it.
Anything else.
Yep. Set it and forget it. And it's all done right there at once. And yeah, there's absolutely a convenience to that is nice. And what's sort of amusing to me is the amount of joking that we've done over the years as longtime Apple people about, like, when can I just give Apple access to my Visa and they just take money from it every month and then I can move on with my life?
Yeah.
We're here.
We are here. I'd love to hear Brian's take on this, actually, because I'm slightly disappointed. I'm a bit perplexed as to why Apple has confused this. Like, there was a very clear cutoff point where you're like, November, or February, that's when the bundles start. And they sit with, like, the bit I'm confused about is the 3 year with a new iPhone 12. I thought that they were not going to offer that. And I think that makes the bundle a bit more confusing than it needed to be. Getting it to February, getting everyone to February with either with everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you know, people will work through from November to February when they want to sign up for this new bundle. That's fine. I think if it's possible to get a 3 year of TV Plus as well as 3 months of there seems to be a bit of a disparity here. You might be paying for one thing you don't particularly want, whether that's TV or arcade, one of the $4.99, $5.99 things, or you may be paying for something you don't want and you can do it for one thing. I think people are going to be put off the bundle if there's two things that they could get for free or not have that are included.
It'll be
in
a harder sell for sure. Yeah. Brian, what do you think?
So.
I'm not really sure what the question is.
If we're getting a year of TV Plus for free with our, with iPhone 12s and 3 months of arcade free, and that sort of thing, then it makes the bundle a harder sell right now because I can get at least two of the things in the bundle for nothing. So what am I paying for?
I suspect that Apple understands that most people don't want to take the time to figure this stuff out.
That makes sense.
And that having a simple
package. I think that is correct,
And it's probably it's true. And Apple, generally speaking, looks to the long term, and those short term calculations, the people who are going to make them are going to make those calculations, and they're going to make decisions based on those calculations. And the vast majority of us are just going to go ahead, just get the bundle.
I think it's so much easier. That's the answer. My answer that I've come to is basically they did just assume the easy sign up process is just going to encourage people to
go.
I like these things. Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, basically. I think that's where we're headed.
So, a quick comment on the notion of giving Apple our credit cards and just, you know, take money and let me, you know, let me move on. Tim Cook did specifically ask, after being asked about bundling products, which is just such a stupid question from an analyst. But Tim Cook's answer about bundling hardware products was, we don't have anything to announce, but please note that we have found that consumers like to purchase hardware based on installments. So, like, the same way that that car salesmen try to sell you a car, at least here in the United States, is they're trying to not sell you the car based on the total price. We're trying to sell you the car based on your monthly payments.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he said that there are some ways that you could look at that. And Apple is, I'm sorry. And so Apple is doing that through Apple Card. You can buy a new Apple product and then just have the payments taken out of.
You could do it without Apple Card. I mean, I could have bought this iPhone 12 Pro I think through Barclays Bank here in the UK on a monthly payment. And we don't have Apple Card here.
And he said that there are a lot of ways that you could look at that where it's very similar to a subscription to Kelly's.
It basically is. That's going to do it for us today. If you have questions about the bundles, if you've got everything all set up and you want to tell us how you figured out the math to justify all of that or not or whatever, if you're not interested at all, if like me, you're really just waiting for the Fitness One stuff to drop so you can start digging into that, let us know. Observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Brian, thanks so much for coming by today.
Yep, thanks for having us. Good to be here.
And Charlotte, as always, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me.
I am your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. This is the way.